We continue to honor the life of Coach Fred Bessler at Imperial, Chase County, and of course he had other coaching positions, Cozen. We've talked about Madrid, and he's coached a lot of great players through those years, and one of them, we get a chance to talk again. Mr. Doug Banks joins us, and Doug, you and I had a chance to talk, a couple of years ago, and I'm glad to have you back on our airwaves. It's been too long.
Oh, heck, you're more than welcome. It's always great to reconnect with folks like you in Southwest Nebraska, such a special place for myself and my family. Just a great place to grow up.
I know you were back for Coach Bessler's funeral, you and many, many others. I'm sure the church was just full of former athletes, coaches, and things like that, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. There's some guys I hadn't seen for, holy cow, 20, 30-plus years, but... So you talk about bringing back memories. It was fantastic.
I'm sure that was a little bit, if you had time there, you had some time to chat with former teammates and share. I'm sure some old Coach Bessler stories were shared during that short time, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. That's probably an understatement. I think we slowed up some of the timing on a few events just because we couldn't stop talking about things. And, you know, the good thing about Coach Bessler is, you know, is tough as he was, and tough love obviously was a part of who he was, but gosh, the memories and the things that he did for so many people back there and as we were all growing up and the success that he had along with it, it just, you could talk forever about it.
Can you share a couple of stories back when you're in your high school days and a little bit with Coach Bessler, and I'm sure there's a lot of stories you still remember and that will hold near and dear to your heart forever, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think a couple of the main ones that step out is that I remember when I was a sophomore, and unfortunately we went and played at Grand in football, and we didn't play very well, and we got beat. And so we went back to practice on Monday, and for some reason, one of our seniors, when it was time to discipline us a little bit by running some sprints, which is no problem, but right after a couple sprints, one of our offensive linemen that was a senior stopped everybody and said, "I've got a question. Are we running because we lost last night on Friday to Grant?" Well, if you know Fred, that was the wrong thing to say. We spent some more time out there and some more time. Gosh, and I'm telling, and the thing is, like, Fred was so unbelievably competitive. Like, if you had the privilege to play with him and underneath him, you had no choice but to win. And I think his record speaks for that. But like we became tougher. We were super competitive, very discipline oriented, accountability, all the things that you have to do and the boxes that you need to check to be, you know, to be very successful. But, you know, one of his favorite sayings was like, if we screwed up, whether it was just breaking the huddle or whatever, he would say, "Meet me at the pole," which meant if everybody remembers the old center track at the old football field, there was a pole there that where the flag flew. And if he said, "Meet me at the pole," we met him at the pole and we ran. But, you know, and Fred's humor was fantastic. And I think, you know, I've been fortunate to be at a lot of good schools and universities. And the folks that are able to be great teachers, great coaches, also have a way to motivate and have a sense of humor. Makes it a lot easier for the kids to buy into everything.
It seems like, Doug, you know this more than I do, but that philosophy, what he taught just went from one class to the next year, to the next year, to the next year. Those for junior high kids knew what Coach Bessler was all about, welcomed it, and it just followed through every single year, and that's why Imperial was so successful. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think everybody knew what they were signing up for. And again, Fred was very tough, but he was very fair. But, you know, his track teams were incredibly, you know, successful as well. And I think you would know as well as a lot of people, we weren't the biggest, we weren't the fastest, we weren't the strongest, but we played super, super hard. And when you check all those other boxes, you position yourself to be in a spot to win a lot too, and we did. We had no business beating some of the schools we did. Heck, we came down to McCook that my senior year, and we beat McCook. We had no business beating McCook, but, you know, we just did what Imperial does. We played really hard, and we were very opportunistic on a few things, and it and Lady Luck kind of fell in our lap a little bit, and we won. But that's kind of how Fred operated. But he was a fantastic guy to be around. Considered him a great coach, a great mentor, a great friend. Became a super close friend of our families. But, you know, and for sure, you know, Fred and I probably didn't speak for 3 years, too. That's an interesting story in of itself, but it strengthened our bond. I think the world of the guy and his family.
You mentioned the rivalries. I mean, Imperial and Grant. I mean, that had to have been number one on the list, wasn't it?
Yep, for sure. For us, Grant was number one. I think Ogallala was number two just because they were a bigger school and they had all the pretty girls up there and whatnot. And then, obviously, you know, McCook was a distant rival to us, but we didn't get to play him very often. I think there was a little bit of a spurt there where they did resume a series of games. But for sure, Grant, Ogallala, and obviously North Platte St. Pat's.
Yeah, a lot of those same SPVA schools now are right in the thick of things. Back then, rivals ran, and they are now still.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. I just think that part of the state has so many neat schools and people and sports programs. It's very fitting and very summarizes a lot of what Nebraska is about.
Gosh, so many stories, Doug. So many stories. And I love listening. I could listen, just sit down and just sit there and listen all day long because there's so many great stories. And, some I'm sure didn't go your way, but there's a lot of them back in those days that did go your way and you won those big ball games, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. We obviously made a lot of mistakes, but we all learned from it, you know. And again, the best thing about Fred is he was very consistent. And tough love, again, I'll reemphasize that with Fred, but that's so important, in my opinion, to get kids to come together and to understand what it takes. And there's team games, and there's a little bit of individuality in track, but Fred knew how to connect and to push the right buttons and check the boxes. You know, and for him to be in the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame speaks volumes.
Doug, we got to get an update on what you're doing now, Appalachian State, and loving life, and it's been a great place to be, hasn't it?
It certainly has. So I'm getting close to starting my eighth year up here in Boone, North Carolina, as you said, at Appalachian State. It's a Division I school. Obviously, everybody remembers the time that they beat Michigan quite a few years ago, but it's very similar to Southwest Nebraska folks. The people here are fantastic, family first, give you the shirt off their back, welcome you into their family immediately, kind of do more with less. But it's certainly a different topography than it is from where I'm from. We're in the mountains. Certainly there's nothing flat here. 5 miles, not 5 minutes. 5 miles here is like 20 minutes.
But you love it, and I know we were chatting a little bit before we started taping that the college in college athletics has really changed over the last couple of years. You're right in the thick of things, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly are. You know, this whole NIL and rep share component that's creeped into college athletics has been a pretty challenging thing, but we're going to figure it out. I just hope that the powers that be can put some guardrails up on it, because I do think that the college athletic body in itself is a great model, but I think we've strayed a little bit from who we're supposed to be. I don't have a problem for kids to make a little bit of money here and there on their name, image, or likeness, but I think we need to be very careful that we don't distort things with this rev share piece, because they are getting a lot of things to begin with, but we're going to figure it out on our end. I think you can either adapt or die, so to speak, and we're certainly going to adapt and be competitive, but it's certainly changed the way we operate and the way we think and the resources that we have to bring into our program.
How about family? How are they doing?
Everything's good. Family's good. Everybody's growing. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not getting any younger, but it's been really good.
I'm sure you try to keep tabs on what Chase County High School and is still doing. Boy, their track and field programs, dynamite, and you still try to follow as much as possible, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think when you're from a small community anywhere, but especially in Southwest Nebraska, I mean, it's part of your DNA and your fabric. So I'm following, you know, Max Preps all the time and talking to my dad all the time, and my buddies and my brother are texting me. So, yeah, we're keeping very tight updates on everything that's going on out there. And then, again, the track team is phenomenal. Noah's throwing the disc, forever and a day right now. So it's pretty exciting.